Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur in the Rambam. We're zochet to be learning Hilchos Melachim. We are in the 10th parak in the 7th and 8th halachas, where we learned about the chiyuv b'nei keturah b'mila. Avram took Avinu took a wife. We learned in this week's parasha named Keturah. They had children. So our b'nei keturah chayv b'mila. Not the Rambam paskins, based on the Gemara that b'nei keturah are chayv b'mila. In the previous shiur, we went through the Gemara, B'siyata D'Shemaya, and we asked a slew of kashas on the Gemara. And in this shiur, we are going to continue B'siyata D'Shemaya, and we are going to see more niflos mitoras Hashem al yedei kushiyot, kach she ninase lehavin et ha-sugya yifshar lehavin b'li le'ayen v'lakshot. Pathway to true understanding is asking questions. So the Gemara's kasha is, Elameyato b'nei ketura lo lechayvu. If what you're saying is true, the children of ketura should not have been obligated in circumcision. If only the descendants of Isaac are obligated in circumcision, and even there, Esav is out. So what on earth are the B'nai Keturah doing being chayv in, they shouldn't be chayv in Mila. Now, the Rambam learns that who's chayv in Mila? The Zera B'nai Keturah. The Gemara is referring to the seed of B'nai Keturah, the descendants of the B'nai Keturah. Because the Rambam writes, Armo Chamish B'nai Keturah, Shem Zaru Shel Avram, Chayavim B'mila. In other words, all of the seed of Avram is Chayav and Mila, not just his own children. According to Rashi, in Divur HaMaschil, B'nei Keturah, Rashi writes, Oysan Shisha Shenodu L'Avram, only those six children. Because Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam, who's Chayav and Mila? Is it all of B'nei Keturah? Are only those six. So according to Rambam, it's all B'nai Keturah, or all Chayv and Mila. So that requires understanding. Ukomo shehik shekvar hayad rama al ha-gemara, ubishagis aryeh, b'tshuva shekvar hazkarnu, sheminayin lo b'pshitus shemachayvi. Now the Gemara is making an assumption, and the assumption is that B'nai Keturah are Chayv and Mila. Meifu ha-gemara yodat zot? Maybe they're talking out chayiv and mila. Maybe they're potter. The Gemara says, "Let them not be chayiv." Maybe you're right. Maybe they're talking out chayiv. Who says they're chayiv? That's the kash of the Yad Raman, the Shagas Aryeh. If according to the Gemara, where Memayik ki be Yitzchak yikar lechazara, they have to come from Yitzchak. So they're talking a potter. That's another kasha to add on to all those we asked in the previous year. We also have to understand the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. That just like according to the Lishna Kama, since it wasn't repeated, right? The Lishna Kama holds that the mitzvah of Mila was not repeated at Har Sinai. It's not considered that it was repeated. So therefore, the Bnei Noach, including the Bnei Keturah, are putter. So the only kasha the Gemara has is on the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Kama is B'seder Gamor. The B'nei Keturah Pater. Why is B'nei Keturah Pater? Because Lo Nishnei B'Sinai. So why then do you have a problem with the Lishna Basra? Also say according to the Lishna Basra that the B'nei Keturah Pater. In the Lishna Basra we have B'Yitzchak for Lo Kol Yitzchak. To say they're Pater, just like according to Lishna Kam, we have reason their pater. According to Lishna Basra, we also have reason their pater. So, Maishna. Vayem b'toises ha-rosh u'ma'arsha she'kosvu. That the kash of the Gemara is, from the fact that we see that b'zman hazeh, b'nei Yishmael are gemalt. We see today, milas ha-yishma'elim. That mistome, ma'aseh avoiseihem bideihem. They're probably doing this because of the Ovis, because their Ovis had bris milas, so they're also having bris milas. So that's why the Gemara makes an assumption, right, and like we saw on the Rambam, that we don't know today who's been a Yishmael and who's been a Keturah anymore. It's a big gemishch, it's a big mishmash. People always say, oh, we have a problem with B'nai Yishmael, we're at war with B'nai Yishmael. Who knows, maybe some of them are B'nai Keturah. You should ask them for their Reyichus books. But the point is that the B'nai Yishmael are doing Bris Milas. We don't know the B'nai Keturah anymore. We assume some of them are B'nai Yishmael. And anyway, B'nai Yishmael are chayv because they're al Safik B'nai Keturah. So that's why the Gemara made an assumption that the B'nai Keturah attack a chayv. Oy bazoi. So then, Akati Yiksha Dimken Huadin Yiksha Lishna Kama. So then, why don't we have a problem according to Lishna Kama? According to Lishna Kama, B'nai Keturah are Potter. Why are B'nai Keturah Potter according to Lishna Kama? Because it wasn't Nishneis B'Sinai. If it was Nishneis B'Sinai, they'd be Chayiv. If it was repeated at Sinai, they'd be Chayiv. But since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, they're Potter. Ay, Kasha, but they do Bris Milah. In other words, we should assume that they are chayiv, because we see them doing bris milah. So according to your logic, Lishna Kama, they're not chayiv, but we know that they are. So we should talk to Avakasha and Lishna Kama as well, not only on the Lishna Basla. Maishna, we have Avakasha and Lishna Kama and Lishna Basla, not on Lishna Kama. We also have to understand the Teretz of the Gemara. What was the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara asked, it says, Bi Yitzchak Yikar L'chazara, Bi Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak. Not all the descendants, and therefore Esav is out. It's only Yitzchak. But B'nai Keturah isn't Yitzchak, right? So the Gemara says, no. Here we have a special pasuk. Es brisi heifar. And that comes to include B'nai Keturah. V'al zeh yikshe, d'mehechet esi B'nai Keturah. How do you know that it's dafka B'nai Keturah? What about B'nai Yishmael? What about B'nai Yishmael? In other words, according to the Rambam, the B'nai Yishmael are out. B'nai Yishmael aren't chayiv. Only B'nai Keturah are chayiv. And the B'nai Yishmael are chayiv because they're mixed in. We don't know who's who. But if we have a ribui in the pasuk as Brisi Hefra, the rabbis B'nai Keturah, maybe it's also the rabbis B'nai Yishmael. How do you know it's Dafka B'nai Keturah? Vayein b'shagis Aryeh. The Shagis Aryeh proves from Loshon of the Rambam in Halacha Ches that ki b'Yitzchak is memayit rak elu shahayu b'shas amire. Amru Chachomim, and Lach Hazayin, the Ram writes, Hamilah Nitzdava B'Avroam B'Zaro B'Vat, Shenema Ata B'Zarecha Acharecha, Yotze Zaro Shel Yishmael. So the Zera of Yishmael is out, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikare Lecha Zora. And then in Halach Ches, right, but maybe... Maybe it's Brisei Hefer is coming to include Yishmael. So Lachaches Amru Chacham Shebnei Keturah Shem Zaru Shel Avram Sheba Acharei Yishmael VYitzchok. In other words, the Shagas Aryeh is learning. The Rambam here writes they come after Yishmael and Yitzchok. When was there a miut? There was a miut Kivitzel Lekalach Hazora. That was when my Yishmael was already around. The B'nai Keturah only came around afterwards, and therefore the B'nai Keturah are chayiv. So Kibi Yitzchok is memayit only those who were there. B'sha'as Amire, in other words, Yishmael, and not B'nai Keturah that were born afterwards. That is the thesis of the Shagas Aryeh, and so writes the Kiryas Sefer Ela She'im Ken. Why do we need to come to host B'si Hefar? Whoa, what do we need this B'si Hefar for? Yishmael was also Chayiv. If not for the Miut, Yishmael would also be Chayiv. We have a Miut Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazora. That's Memayit Yishmael. If not for the miut, Yishmael would also be chayiv. And that miut, that exclusion, doesn't apply to Bnei Ketureh. So why do we need a special pasuk to be mechayiv Bnei Ketureh if the miut doesn't apply to them? The exclusion doesn't apply to them, and the only reason that Yishmael is pater is because it's a special miut, otherwise Yishmael would be chayiv also. So in other words, you don't need a special pasuk to be mechayiv Bnei Ketureh. Kol ma she'ata tzarich, ze ma? Kol ma she'ata tzarich, ze pashut. L'chayev b'nei k'ture. They're the seed of Avram. Let's be mechayev b'nei k'ture. And we don't have a b'nei Yishmael. We'd also be mechayev. We don't have a miut. By b'nei k'ture, we only have a miut for b'nei Yishmael. But once we don't have a miut for b'nei k'ture, you don't need a special pasuk for b'nei k'ture anymore. So why aren't b'nei k'ture chayevim without a pasuk? So the Shagas Aryeh was nitchak to answer that kasha. Ayin sham b'divrei Shagas Aryeh, kfi shekvar hizkarnu b'shiur hakodem, Shagas Aryeh b'simen mem tes. Od kushya wiksha, that if b'nei k'tureh are included in Zera Avraham, because we only exclude Yishmael, how then do we see in Nedarim 31a that if a person makes a neder mizera Avrom, he's only usher be Yisrael. Only Jews. Nobody else is Zera Avrom. Ma pitom? B'nei Keturah also Zera Avrom. So if B'nei Keturah, as the Gemara seems to assume, is Zera Avrom, and all Zera Avrom is Chayv and Mila, just we have a special miut for Yitzchak, what's our miut for Yitzchak? A miut for Yitzchak is, or for Yishmael, if Yishmael, we have a miut for Yishmael, that Yishmael is out because it says, ki vi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, not Yishmael. But not for that miut, he would be considered Zer Avram. So B'nai Keturah is Zer Avram. If B'nai Keturah is Zer Avram, why then if you make a neder, I'm not getting hana from Zer Avram, it only includes Jews, doesn't include B'nai Keturah. B'nai Keturah is also Zer Avram. So you should also be also B'nai Keturah. Great kasha. Another kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. Mehamavur bebikurim. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Sheger eno yechol omar asher nasata lavoiseinu. A ger can't say, when he brings the bikurim, that you gave to our avos. And the Yerushalmi says, gam lebnei kini. Derak b'imo meyisrael yesh amira bebikurim. That if they're a person from the nation of the Kinim, Kuf Yud Nun Yud, they can say it because their mother comes from the Jewish people. But wait a second. The B'nai Kini are Mibnei Keturah. And therefore they're Zera Avram. So I don't need to come on to the fact that B'nai Kini, their mother, is from the Jewish people. Like the Yerushalmi says, they're from Avram Avinu. So that should be enough. Another kasha. Kushis HaMishnah LeMelech Kan Me'amavur B'nidorim Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis She'noidir Mimulin Asur B'Yisrael Mutur Ba'akum. If somebody makes a nether, he's not going to get Hanah from somebody who's a Bris Mila. He's not allowed to get Hanah from a Jew, but he's allowed to get Hanah from a Goy. And it doesn't matter if the Jew is a Bris Mila or not. It doesn't matter if the Goy is a Bris Mila or not. Noidir Menamulim Asur B'Yisrael, he's not allowed to get Hanah from a Jew, and Mutur, he's allowed to get Hanah from a Goy. So, in the Gemara, and it also says there that if a person makes a neder from Arelim, from uncircumcised people, so he's usher to get Hana even from Mule Akum, Mule Umas Ha'olam, even from Goyim who are circumcised. So if he makes a neder from Mulin, it's usher be Yisrael and Mutar Ba'akum. And if he makes a neder from Arelim, he's usher Ba'akum even if the Goy has a Bris Mila. So Bishlam about Arelim, there's a din, like the Mishnah says, Kol Agoyim Arelim. A Goy, Me'etzim Ruso, his very essence, he's an Aral. So I understand, B'nei Keturah, even though they're Chayv and Mila, they're still Goyim, right? Since they're Goyim, they're including the Aralus of Goyim. So if you make a Neder, you're not going to get Hana from Arelim, it's going to include B'nei Keturah, because Be'etzim Ahusam, they're Arelim, and the Bris Mila is not going to help them. Ein Shem B'Shagas Aryeh, and the Ksovim of Reb Chaim and Maseches Yevamos, Ki Yaduah K'Mefursim. Aval Mulim, but wait a second, let's get to the other halacha. Noider Min HaMulim, you're only Aser B'Yisrael. Why would that be? Mulin Tali B'Mishin Etztava Al Amila. There, it depends on somebody who was commanded to do Brit Mila, like we see in the Rambam Nedarim 9:22. And B'nei Keturah were Metztave. So Memele, B'nei Keturah, if a person's Noider Min HaMulim, it shouldn't only be Mi'Yisrael. It should also be he's not allowed to get enough from B'nei Keturah. Big Kasha. So that, sweet friends, is a whole new list of kashas we have. Gewaldig, gewaldig, Rabbi Yisai. We have a lot more to go. Where can I tell you? I'd like to just say, oh, this is the kashas, the teretz, and we're done. That's the way some people like it. But tzich la'avin po. Im yesh tshuvot, az tzich la'anot, tzich la'avin. Medaf rashtem. Az ani modeh lecha meod shehazantem. ובעזרת השם, בשיעור הבא, אנחנו נתקדם ונמשיך בעוד סדרה של קושיות, ואז בסופו של דבר נציע מהלך לתרץ את הכל, והדברים יאירו באור יקרות. אני מאוד מאוד מתרגש לקראת המשך הדברים, שבאמת יהיו נפלאים ביותר. תודה רבה, רבה רבה שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם, השם שגיב את הכוח, למוח, לשמחת חיים, the financial means everything we need, in order to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.